Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's time for Filani and Reamer.
Kawhi Leonard has made his decision just minutes ago. Our Adrian Wojnarowski reporting Kawhi Leonard is going to join the Clippers.
Well, I think the decision to be in Toronto or join the Clippers keeps the league much more interesting than just going to the Lakers.
Well, stunned to say the least. The Paul George part is what's stunning.
Kawhi has made his decision, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to the Clippers after all.
There's Kawhi Leonard.
Remember the Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, yeah.
Kawhi Leonard.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, that is the voice of one Rob Bradford. You usually can hear that voice between these hours and Sunday mornings, as I was told, Chris Villani. Bradfo is a Sunday staple around these parts. So if there's a Sunday morning show, he is involved.
Staple has been removed.
But apparently not the last couple weeks. He's out there in London last week covering the big Red Sox-Yankees series. Still has the world abuzz.
He was still covering the big Red Sox-Yankees series like 6 days after the games have been played.
Lots of fallout going on over there. We will give him credit.
A lot of fallout, yeah.
He got, I think, the quotes of the year from principal owner John Henry.
I've had a great time in London.
He did have a great time. He is having a great time. Rob, though, I think, will be back tomorrow. At least that's what the schedule says.
Okay.
I'm slated to do a midday show with him tomorrow. And the schedule never lies around here, as you know, Villani. So,
Curtis sent out the schedule and then flew off to Hawaii. So he does not care.
Curtis deserves an extended vacation. I told him, John Anderson, he is not allowed to book fill-in shows from Hawaii. Those are my commands to Chris Curtis.
I can't even update on that, Reamer. Bradfo only scheduled from 10 to 12 tomorrow with you and Volan.
Okay, so me and B-Vols from noon to 2. That's it. Me. Who's noon to 2? Just me and B-Vols, or do we have another?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, good, good. It'll be a lunchtime date with Ben Volan.
Fitzy in with Fourier and Glenn.
From AAF, Fitzy?
There you go. Yep.
Oh, there you go. Big Pats guy. Ooh, okay, lots of diversity there on that show. Lots of anti-Patriots, anti-Boston guys.
Yes.
Although Fourier will be contrarian when needed, which, of course, we all appreciate. We appreciate having you here as well, Christopher.
I don't know how the hell I agreed to this.
Oh, come on.
Here I am.
You used to be here Sunday. This was your spot.
It was, and I abandoned it for a reason, because it's terrible in every way to get up and work on a Sunday. No,
you get to work with me, and you get to talk about sports on Sports Radio WEEI, and you also get to come from a great Fish concert.
Oh, God.
That you were at last night.
Speaking
of terrible. You seem a little sleepy. You're playing the role of me this morning. That's okay.
I got the extra large coffee here because I do need to wake up a little bit. It was interesting.
Oh, I'm like a spice of life for you here.
I'm
a shot of espresso.
You must be a fish guy, right?
I love fish, yes. As I told John before the show, hey, we may do a little fish here. Can you get that fish song?
Yeah,
you
know, play that song.
The one that they play, you know, that little number.
I couldn't name any of the songs they played last night.
I imagine just old guy rock. Mike, is this it? Here we go. This is fish.
I mean, this sounds like them.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. Yeah. I'm a little just, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Kind of like a little heightened elevator music, really.
Yeah, but this is going to go forever.
Right.
Like my
pretty low key.
Girlfriend got stuck in a long beer line and then went to the restroom, so she's about a half hour late, so she missed part of the first song. I mean, they just play forever.
This song is 22 minutes long that I'm playing on YouTube right now.
It's probably a little below average.
How'd the park smell last night?
Well, here's the thing.
There are a
couple of issues here. One is Fish, whatever. I guess they're talented. They have a huge following. They're doing something right.
People follow them around the country, right?
They're one of those fans.
People just like groupies. Yes, Fish groupies.
Friends of mine do.
Elderly men. Oh, okay.
Friends of mine do. One woman I know, show 120 last night. 120
See,
Fish
yeah,
shows.
Exactly. And how old was this woman?
She's about my age.
Okay.
So early
30s. Wow. So because I thought the vast majority of Fish groupies were, at this point, you know, collecting their Social Security. You're saying not the case.
Yeah, so Fish would have been formed about 30 years ago, right around the time I was born. So they have been around for a while.
Yeah, and I thought that was where a lot of their devotion came from. But a younger crowd last night?
Well, okay. the festival crowd. You get a lot of those types. So there's that. But also, it was a great example of how terrible Fenway Park is at handling anytime something goes wrong.
There we go.
Yes, they're just getting started. They're this is just the beginning. But there was 30 minutes
into this song.
There was lightning. There was rain. So they had to delay the set, and they couldn't. They didn't allow anybody onto the concourse or into the stands, rather. So everybody's in the concourse underneath. There's no place to put anybody. You can't move because the park is from 1934 and still largely constructed that way. You can't get around. It's awful.
I saw the picture you tweeted out last night. Go to fish, they said. It'll be fun, they said. And it did not look fun at all. It just looked like a bunch of damp, wet, sweaty people packed in the Fenway Concourse.
I'll say this. I got the $2 poncho, and that was a lifesaver.
Really?
I was dry as a bone. The poncho was great.
Well, no one else, not a lot of others looked very dry. I mean, it must have reeked down there of sweat and BO.
It must have been disgusting.
Stale beer.
I thought the smell was going to be worse than it was. It actually wasn't too bad. I was just starting, so we were very close to leaving. We got these tickets last minute for basically nothing because they were giving them away, I think, by the time the day before the show rolled
around.
Rough
weekend for concerts, 4th of July weekend.
So,
in the city.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody's in the city. No. They had a pretty good crowd last night, but I'm sure a lot of people did the same thing, got dirt cheap tickets at the end. So it's like, let's just leave. What are we doing here? I don't even like this band. What am I here?
It's all about the experience, honey, in the words of the great Clark Griswold.
They were about 5 minutes away from losing us, and then everybody started going up into this. Well, now we're in, so we may as well go into the park and sit there.
When are you ever going to get a chance to see Fish at Fenway Park again?
Probably next summer.
Okay. Well, I mean, but
these guys tour pretty regularly.
All right, but you said you have not been to a Fish concert before. You know, you spend a lot of your summer down the Cape.
I went to one Fish show in Burlington when I lived up there. They did like a hurricane relief concert. Remember it was Sandy, right? The one that actually
hit Puerto Rico, then
hit Vermont.
Right.
That was a weird summer.
Yes, oh my God.
Florida didn't get a hurricane and Vermont did. That was a really weird summer.
I messed that up because on the morning show the other day, Wiggy and Mark James, John Anderson would appreciate this, some hurricane talk. Wiggy said first Hurricane Katrina hit in 2002. So a little off, but that's fine. Then Mark James said Katrina had hit Puerto Rico a couple years ago, talking Cora, White House visits. That's why. And that's why I said Maria. I knew Sandy. That was the great bipartisanship hurricane.
Chris Christie Obama.
Right. Christie sold Mitt Romney out. Handed Obama the election right there.
That's
if they didn't pose for a picture.
Exactly.
Obama would have been toast.
So after New Jersey, it did hit Vermont. Nobody cared about that as much because Chris Christie wasn't involved,
correct,
I guess. But Fish did a benefit concert. So I saw part of it. It was kind of the same thing as last night. It all sounds like this. And there are some songs that are apparently really popular because people were jumping around, but there were others where it didn't seem like anybody really knew it. They must have new stuff. Because there were some songs where everybody was just kind of doing what you're doing, just nodding your head, bobbing along.
Getting lost in the music.
Very mellow.
Hey, it's Smoke a Doobie. Here we
go. Crunchy groove, tasty licks, dude.
Yeah. That's why it makes sense. They're doing a concert, to benefit, something in Vermont.
Sure. I mean, well, they're from Vermont.
Yes.
And they were formed at UVM. But it's, it was an experience, I'll say that. And they had to cram everything into like 2 hours because the ballpark curfew. They didn't start till 8:30 because of the lightning and everything. So I don't think I'll be going back to Fish at Fenway.
How are the acoustics?
They're fine.
Yeah.
Concerts at Fenway actually are pretty good. I'm going to three, I guess, this summer because this being the third one last night.
Let's guess the other two. One, Zach Brown.
Yep.
Oh, right.
And the other is also Zach Brown.
No. Only one of the Zach Brown. I'm going to catch the Who. Or
that's
as,
not bad.
As
I would see the Who.
You call it now the Who's left, but the important ones are still there for the most part.
Yeah, ZBB, no thank you. Never. I'd rather be caught
their
dead.
Live show is a wagon. It is a force to be reckoned with.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very straight though. It's a very straight crowd, the Zach Brown Band crowd.
As opposed to the Fish crowd?
They don't play country music live.
And they smoke more weed at the Fish crowd, so at least I have,
There were some big whiffs of Question 4 last night.
I've not so subtly hinted
you.
At that like a million times so far this segment. Did it smell in there? Get it? That's why. That's why I was insinuating.
Oh, that's where you're going?
Yes. A little reefer.
It's 9:09 on a Sunday morning. You got to be a little bit more direct.
Well,
I can't pick up on your subtleties.
Well, I thought that maybe the Fish concert is going to be packed, and I was surprised a little bit actually to hear that they were having trouble giving away some tickets because I thought everyone from the Cape yesterday, judging by the traffic I was in, was coming back. Heading to the Fish concert.
I was wondering if we get to Reamer stuck in traffic talk before 9:15.
I was live tweeting. Well, you had a great day yesterday.
By the way, this song is still going, and I don't think they haven't even said a word yet.
Yeah,
it's just been a groove the entire time.
Five out of 18 minutes.
And I like.
How long do you have to go to get to the lyrics on most of these tunes?
16, 17
okay,
minutes.
That's how I like that. It's good.
I like Dispatch, and I like Dave Matthews, and I feel like they're edging
Dave
towards
Matthews, brah.
But for whatever reason, they're just more for me in the sweet spot than Phish. DMB or Dispatch. They actually have songs.
Yeah, well, Dave Matthews is much more contemporary than Phish.
And I think probably Dispatch is maybe somewhere in between Phish
DMB,
and Dave Matthews, I
DMB,
guess.
DMB, brah. I went to see them at the Xfinity Center and I was in high school. I was a cool high school bro.
Speaking of venues that suck.
Oh, God. I know. I'm going there Friday, and I am
You're just
not
a concert maven. Look at
not
you.
Not looking forward to it.
Look at you.
The logistics of it. The show should be fine, but I'm not looking forward to it.
My last show was Kim Petras a couple weeks ago, who have turned John Anderson. I have another one for you, John.
I don't even know who that
Betty
is.
Betty Who. Yes. Check her out. If you like Kim Petras, if you like Carly Rae.
Wait, Betty Who?
Like Betty Who. Exactly. Betty Who. Exactly.
Carly Rae, the Call Me Maybe.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Yes. Yeah. She's evolved since then, though. It's been a while since then.
She just came through, too, and the tickets were really expensive.
Really expensive.
She's actually coming through next Tuesday night.
Yes. Are you going?
As of now, no. But, Alex, we should push the station to get us
sponsorship.
To have us go to the show together for content.
For the morning show. We could do a morning show review. It definitely coincides with our demo, you would say, right?
For
25, 54, you know, men.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet because a girlfriend mentioned that. And then I looked at the ticket prices. I was like, well, go if you want. But good God, that for the Call Me Maybe lady?
It's more than that. She's done way more than that. And, I mean, they're very expensive because her prime demo, you think Carly Rae go a lot of teenage girls? No. Wealthy gay men. Those are the real driving.
So you guys are driving
too.
Yes, and wealthy metrosexuals.
No, Carly
Rae
is for men that aren't gay. Metrosexuals.
Yeah, and don't worry, lots of gay men.
So you guys are driving the ticket.
Oh, we certainly are. Taylor Swift, all these Kim Petras, Carly Rae. Yes, the gays are driving it all. But I was in, you know, P Town Friday night, a little jaunt, a little sojourn yesterday. Chris, 5+ hours to get back. In traffic. It was 95 and sunny, and I spent the day in my car. Yes, it was absolutely horrible. I thought everyone would come home today, so it was terrible. I thought they were maybe all going to the Phish concert.
Yeah.
But apparently they were not.
That was a good crowd, but they were giving away tickets, I think, towards the end. It was just we got two tickets for less than the price of one. Because Fenway tickets are not cheap. They're typically...
No, expensive.
65
What's about the experience?
And up, I think.
It's all about the venue.
It was quite an experience, I'll tell you that. But I don't know if they won over a new fan last night.
What time did the show end?
We left a little early. I think they're supposed to end at 10:30. We got out of there at like 10:15 or 10:20.
Beat the traffic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was a beat the traffic moment.
Beat the traffic, baby. Beat the traffic. So, John Anderson, great tweet. Carly Rae talked this morning in WEI. Kawhi Hoomst. Good job. With whom is Kyrie playing? Well, he is playing... Kawhi, rather. With whom is Kawhi playing? He is playing... With the Clippers,
so,
as you may have heard.
Quick update. Yes. I'm actually told we missed a lot. They played till 11:30 last night. They must have blown through curfew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I they didn't play any songs I
what
knew.
What do you mean curfew?
I don't know.
You said that earlier, and I kind of glossed over it. That you're not allowed to stay at Fenway. That's crazy.
Fenway,
that's actually past 11 regularly.
Most outdoor venues have curfews.
For concerts, though.
For concerts, yes.
Oh, that's... Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great. Some of these
wouldn't
interminable Red Sox Royals games. Like, sorry, guys, we're at curfew.
Poor David Price.
You're in the bottom of the sixth. We're out of here.
That wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be bad. And we go and get to the Red Sox as well. Dombrowski, if I were a starting pitcher on this team, or a position player, I'd be a little upset at my general manager who quite regularly throws his guys under the bus. We need to play better and then doesn't do anything to improve the team himself. But the Clippers, Chris, the big sports news of the weekend.
Yes.
Before it set the fourth dry world on fire was Kawhi Leonard. Clippers, Adrian Wojnarowski, a Woj bomb right before 2 o'clock early Saturday morning, also orchestrating a blockbuster deal to get Paul George to Los Angeles. And my favorite part about this story and following it is just how wrong all of these bloviating talking heads were. The Jalen Roses of the world, the Stephen A. Smiths, the Kellermans, the Chris Broussards, who had maybe, I think, the tweet of the year at this point. Everybody was so wrong on Kawhi Leonard. And yet, you know, we played these guys, we reacted to him, wrote blog posts off him. But what really was a great example of kind of the vicious cycle and how everybody is just speaking out of their you-know-what. Unless you're an information guy, like a Woj, Ramona Shelburne.
Stephen A.
Stephen A. Right. Yeah. I mean, Stephen A. Like, who are Stephen A.'s sources? This is him Wednesday on his radio show saying he thinks he knows for sure Kawhi is going to the Lakers. Okay.
Get word from a couple of reliable sources, okay. Kawhi going to the Lakers. I don't know how true it is, to be quite honest with you. But they're telling me Lakers, Lakers, Lakers. That's what they're saying.
Lakers, Lakers, Lakers.
But they're telling me Lakers, Lakers, Lakers.
Nope. Wrong, Stephen A. Not Lakers, Lakers, Lakers. Jalen Rose on Get Up. We give him a lot of play around here as well. Jalen Rose, who I like most of the time, by the way. I find him entertaining. pretty wrong Kawhi as well here.
It was about a year and a half ago that you went on the air and you said that you believed Kawhi Leonard would never play for the San Antonio Spurs again. Not too many people took that seriously at the time. I know you have spent a lot of this day talking to a lot of people. What are you hearing?
What I'm 99% hearing is that Kawhi Leonard will be returning to Toronto.
Nope.
And signing a two-year contract.
Mm.
Just completed its eighth season.
What's that other 1%?
10 years. That puts him in position to get the largest available maximum deal for a player of his tenure.
Well, he was couching that, of course, but nope, wrong on both fronts. Wrong, obviously, on the Raptors' front.
Couching it by saying 99%? That's not much of a couch.
Yeah, couching it. I mean, 1%, and he left it open.
99%.
Wrong on the Raptors, and wrong on the two-year deal was the four-year, $141 million deal that Irving signed and Durant signed and everybody's signing this offseason. So, I mean, and the funny thing is, Chris, and Matt Kalman actually tweeted this yesterday. He's absolutely right. There's no repercussions for these guys. I mean, Stephen A. says, I guarantee you, this week, you will hear lots of Stephen A. across the WEI Sports Radio Network. He always says things.
A loss is a loss.
We always react to them. That's what these guys do. And there's no repercussions. You know, Kalman goes, well, these guys just throw crap against the wall and it's so blatant. And they do it because they don't pay a price. You know, Stephen A. doesn't pay a price for being wrong on Kawhi Leonard. Jalen Rose doesn't pay a price.
It really is, though, an NBA phenomenon more than anything. I mean, for one, the NBA is more of a soap opera than the other sports by far. It is so player-driven, and these guys, I'm sure they put more thought into their free agency decisions than I think they do, but it seems like there are times where it's almost on a whim. It's like, all right, you got Paul George there, whatever. Let's give that a try. Let's see what happens. So there is a bit of unpredictability to it anyway, and these guys are trying to glom on to any possible sign they can and try to turn that into a report. Now, the guys like Woj, obviously.
I'm hearing.
And he really is the example.
Well, Woj was pretty honest throughout the process. Didn't give any indications about where Kawhi was going because he didn't know.
He didn't know.
Right.
And when he knew, he reported it.
Right.
And that's... But no, there will be no repercussions for it at all because the soap opera of the NBA and free agency is part of the entertainment. You love it. So if you've got these guys that are stirring the rumor mills and that's something that as a fan you can sort of piggyback off of and start a conversation with your buddies in that same way, like, hey, what would Kawhi look like in LA? Maybe he'll stay in Toronto. How does that impact the Celtics? That conversation is as entertaining for most people as watching the actual games, the season itself, the team building, league shifting aspect of it. So no, they're not going to pay a price for it because they're stoking the very thing that is among the sport's most appealing, entertaining, palatable aspects.
Well, I'd say Stephen A., an opinion guy. Jalen Rose, certainly opinion guys. Okay, you know, you're right, you're wrong.
I still feel like Stephen A. is somewhere in the middle. He does
but
talk
who is
to some people.
Nah, but and Maloney tweeted this too, and he's right.
It's the same people that Ordway talks to when he said, you know, people are telling me.
Well, and Glenn's also reading the Sacramento Bee. He's doing lots of things as well, not just talking to sources. But Stephen A., like, you know, Woj has legit NBA front office sources. You know, Stephen A., and Luke pointed this out, as I mentioned, it has friends of friends of friends. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that Stephen A. is getting this stuff. Third, fourth hand, friend of a friend of an agent's friend, just total spin. And he throws it out there because you're right. We play it on these radio stations. They tweet out the video. It gets blogged everywhere. It's more publicity for First Take, more publicity for Stephen A. So that's fine.
It's
he
also,
wins in the end.
It's a phenomenal.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Dino.
It's a phenomenal time of the year for gossip mongering in sports, too, because what we got going on? It's mid-season for Major League Baseball, but it's otherwise a dull time in the sports calendar. And you could start these rumors, you could stoke this up, and it becomes 3 days worth of conversation until you find out you were totally wrong. And that 99%, the 1%, I guess, that Jalen Rose missed is the word NOT, not signing in Toronto.
Couched it.
And heading to Los Angeles instead. So it's, but what price, I guess, do you want them to pay? Do you want them fired?
No, nothing. I think it's, I like playing Stephen A.
But you seem to be lamenting the fact that there's no repercussions
I bemoan the lack of journalistic integrity. No, it just shows us the absurd world in which we live in these days. That's what it shows. It really shows. It exposes the absurdity.
Stephen A. has us all fooled.
Yes, exactly. Yes, he does. I'm Stephen A. sound is mesmerizing. Chris Broussard.
When did that fish song end, by the way?
We're picking it back up on the other side.
I stopped it. There were 10 minutes left still.
Yeah, we couldn't play it over Stephen A. That sound was from his radio show, by the way. It looked like he was recording that in a bathroom. Sounded like, rather. He was recording that in a bathroom stall.
Probably.
Right? It was like very shoddy sound.
Not great.
Chris, because I don't know right? how true it is, to be quite honest with you.
Or whoever's recording it is like recording it off their car radio. It's very second or third hand, to use that expression. It's
probably one of my coworkers. And not me.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, we get the sound any way you can. I fully endorse that. But Chris Broussard is allegedly an information guy now for FS1. This is what he tweeted Thursday, 4th of July. This is great. Kawhi update. Raptors had strong meeting yesterday. Drake is heavily involved. Talked of having Kawhi involved with his record label. Kawhi in deep soul searching, wants Lakers, but wants to make sure Big Three will fit and work. Clippers out. It's between Lakers and Raptors. Very close. That's Chris Broussard about 12 hours before Kawhi Leonard bolted to the Clippers. We have Broussard sound as well in his own words.
I believe it's more like, because I know Kawhi has had his eye on the Lakers. Like they started, I tweeted a week or so ago that the Lakers were his to lose. So they started out with an advantage. So I think that it's maybe 65% Lakers over the Raptors.
And as always, I'm an idiot and I'm wrong.
I mean, unbelievable. And the thing is, like, these guys are not self-deprecating at all. Like, that's the thing. Their absurdity has been exposed. It's fine. I don't want them to suffer any repercussions. It's all entertaining. That's what we do. But it is silly.
But you're with the exception of a guy like Woj, who makes his bones on being right and will honestly say, I don't know if he, because Kawhi didn't know. Kawhi didn't know until 10 hours before. So
no.
The idea, and I would think that most people can digest what these guys are saying, the Jalen Rose or Stephen A's of the world, with the understanding that the players themselves don't know, because there really does seem to be sort of a helter-skelter, last-minute, lick the finger, stick it in the air, and see which way the wind's blowing kind of feeling to how they sign these deals. But I would think that most people would take it as, yeah, this is entertaining. It's sort of stoking the
the Lakers fans,
the
tracking
gossip
his flights,
churn.
Raptors
extremely
fans doing
cool.
the same.
Below zero.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. Whenever you talk basketball, by the way, especially when John Anderson is behind the glass there, Glenn Ordway pops in.
Producing for Glenn this week. Can I play Glenn drops over Glenn?
You have to, yes. It would be surreal. It would be unbelievable.
With some tasty fish licks.
Yes,
right,
it would be like a masterpiece theater kind
Perfect.
Of thing. You absolutely have to do that. But you're right. I mean, because Kawhi himself last week, this is Ramona Shelburne's piece. So he meets with Doc Rivers at his home in Malibu last Monday. Okay, nobody reported that, at least to my knowledge. Leonard, throughout this time, still talking with the Raptors and Lakers, also trying to talk to Paul George on the side to get him to force his way out of Oklahoma City, which he did. And before that, as Ramona Shelburne reports on ESPN, Kawhi called Durant and almost got him to change his mind about signing with the Nets. Nobody had that. So it just shows how fluid this whole thing was up until the very end.
Yeah, and nobody knows. The players themselves aren't exactly sure what's going to happen. So obviously the reporters covering it don't. And it also, it's just, we talk about building attractive places for free agents to land. You know, Danny Ainge trying to do that through cultivating some of these young stars and draft picks and everything they've tried to do. The only surefire way to land a top-tier free agent is to already have a top-tier free agent there. And that's just so painfully obvious in the way. If there's one commonality.
Well, or play in a city where they want to go. Like Kawhi wanted to go to the Clippers, Los Angeles, Paul George.
But you get two of them there. Like,
right.
you gotta get a couple of them together. So have one there or have one on the way or get a couple together to say we're going to go and play together. If there's one commonality, if there's one link in the way these guys think, it's path of least resistance. You got a great player there already, or I know another great player who's going to go and join me and team up with me. So as nice as it is to look at it from the Celtics lens and say, well, look at some of the young players they have. Look at how much fun they might be to watch. Look at the talent that they might be at. To get those kinds of guys, you have to have some base, somebody already there. Maybe Kemba Walker can be a guy like that.
Great man, from all that we read. I mean,
but it's just so transparently obvious the way that they think and the way that these free agents want to approach things. It's not necessarily a desire to build something. It's build something. It's let's find a city we like. And then path of least resistance. The exception would be a situation with Kawhi last year when he was traded.
Right. And he did go and he won a title. And by the way, I have no issue with that whatsoever. I have no issue with players picking their spots, players controlling their own fates, if you will. I have no problem with that at all. But that's been a big talker this week. Also, where do the Celtics factor in now? The Celtics, if you're to believe Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj, dodged a real bullet because he says the Raptors were even negotiating for a blockbuster deal that would have landed them either Paul George or Russell Westbrook, with the thought that Kawhi would have even signed back with Toronto if they could have gotten one of those guys. So I think the Celtics, a few things have gone right for them the last year plus, but certainly Kawhi going to the West Coast is one of those things. 617-779-7937. Also, Chris, at 11 o'clock, our U.S. women, they go for the gold against the Netherlands.
Yes.
Are you rooting for them? Because some great Patriots, such as Jerry Callahan, are not. Thanks to Megan Rapinoe, who was still at it yesterday about the White House and sexism in sports. I need a Megan Rapinoe jersey, and I need it now.
Yes, you do.
I need it now. But we also need to grab a trending right now, so let's do that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Belloni and Reamer on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Mike Wilbon joining us now. Mike, first of all, what do you think about this decision from Kawhi Leonard?
Well, you know what? I think the decision to be in Toronto or join the Clippers keeps the league much more interesting than just going to the Lakers. And I'm not saying there would have been anything wrong with going with the Lakers. I'm not saying they wouldn't have been fascinating for people just obsessed with the Lakers. But for people who are paying attention to the league in a little broader manner, staying in Toronto or going to the Clippers at least leaves a fascination about what the matchups could be like, what the rivalries could be. And obviously you guys got the rivalry right across the street now when the Lakers and Clippers meet each other, with Kawhi Leonard joining a 48-win playoff team with a coach wearing a championship ring and a special...
Another Fish tune. Play this one last night.
Sounds like Girl from Ipanema. Is the Fish song?
Yep, John
no,
says
it's just
Fish.
Elevator music.
All right. I called it elevator music. Yeah, borderline again, elevator. I glorified elevator music.
You know what's weird? And maybe the Fish heads can tell me whether this is true or not of all their shows. Zero interaction with the crowd.
Good.
And I know you show up to see them sing, not talk.
Right.
But zero. It was good. They're like zombies up there.
Well, no political statements, which is good.
No statements of any kind.
But fine, you come for the music.
They let their tasty licks do the talking for them.
And they did a lot of talking. Long tasty licks, as we covered.
I guess somebody on the text line said 11:11. Somebody who went to the show last night said that we went to the show with said 11:30. They finished up. So they definitely blew through curfew.
So between 11 and 11:30.
Somewhere around there.
Well, if yes. You're Fish, I think you have that right. You say, we're Fish. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Would they get arrested, perhaps, for blowing through curfew?
I think there's a fine.
Fish may have been fined by the Boston PD. Get on that, John!
I think they fined Jack White last summer.
Oh, I did hear that story, yes.
Most venues have curfews.
Yes.
Especially outdoor venues, and you get fined if you... They're not going to drag Trey off in handcuffs, but they could fine you.
If I were a member of Fish and I were fined for going past a curfew at Fenway, I'd say, where are the fines to the Red Sox? You know, what are we doing here? We get fined, the Red Sox don't. We get fined, David Price does not.
Right. What about Rob Gronkowski at the parade, drinking?
Yeah,
in
right.
Front of the children.
Right, Gronk, another one, gets away with it. Absolutely, no doubt about it.
And the Red Sox are in the bottom of the sixth against the Tigers in 4 hours and 6 minutes.
Go out the fines. And
fines!
Start fining the players for breaking curfew, and then you'll see them speed it up. You know what? David Price is against the pitch clock. Well,
maybe onto something here.
Wait till it starts getting fined thousands of dollars for breaking curfew at Fenway Park. Not
maybe
a
onto
bad
something.
Move.
Maybe
listen
onto
up.
Something.
Listen up. Listen up, guys. That's where we need to go. You heard Mike Wilbon there as well. Looked like he was enjoying himself over his 4th of July. Looked like he was calling in from a pool party or the beach, perhaps. We're talking about Kawhi Leonard and Paul George going to the Clippers, the blockbuster that nobody saw coming. Shakes up the NBA. Does in a good way, I agree. And Chris, I heard a lot of Mark James and Andy Hart yesterday as I was in my interminable drive back from the Cape.
Yeah.
And they both seemed, and Mark with a C especially, seemed upset that players in the NBA pick their own spots. You know, this all started with LeBron James.
I'm sensitive.
We have LeBron, and we'll get to that as well. Mark James may get a media star. Wait, remember the media stars, Chris?
They do those still?
Oh, I do them. I've taken over the media stars, and they are the talk of the town. Yes.
I was supposed to get a gift certificate to Gould's Distinctive Clothing. I've never gotten it.
I'll follow up with Bradfo.
He's also never given me Bradfo t-shirt.
I'm the only person who works at the station or has ever been affiliated with the station, I guess besides you, who does not have a Lord Hobo Bradfo Show t-shirt.
Unbelievable. And no. I was there, Bradford had never heard of Lord Hobo or Boom Sauce until one fateful night we were filling in for Mikey, and they had booked the Lord Hobo guys to come in. We didn't even know until 10 minutes before. They were great. We had a great time. Bradfo hammered a couple of boom sauces during a segment. And next thing you know, it's his freaking slogan.
And he doesn't give you a t-shirt?
Nothing,
no merch?
Nothing. I was the conduit by which that relationship first came into being.
Selfish.
And I got nothing.
Selfish.
Nothing.
Skips two shows in a row.
Boom sauce, baby.
Yeah. And I never did a video. I don't get a t-shirt. You don't get anything. And
nothing.
You started the relationship.
Absolutely nothing.
Unbelievable. But
I'm
as
like the guy that introduces the couple and doesn't get invited to the wedding. Like, what the hell?
That is a dirtbag move.
Awful.
Although, if you have a falling out, I mean, it doesn't guarantee your invitation. I introduced you.
Bradfo and I have a falling out.
I mean, maybe Lord Hobo and I have a falling out. Everybody here has falling outs with each other. You don't know that. But anyway, Mark James, we will get to him because I do like that he stood up for himself against the big bad Chris Curtis this week as well. But Mark especially seemed very upset that NBA players picked their own spots. Oh, we have LeBron to blame. That was the language used. And I say, this is so telling of a lot of people's biases. The kind of people who, it says a lot about you if you are upset that NBA players and not these billionaire elderly owners, you know, sitting up there in the boxes or you know, controlling where the players go. Isn't this a good thing? I mean, the league is built on the players, so why shouldn't they have all the power in terms of where they play?
Yeah,
most of the power.
They've always had the power in the NBA more so than most other sports, certainly more so than in the NFL. But now it kind of goes back to what I was saying before. They just so transparently wield it in a path of least resistance fashion where I can see it being frustrating and potentially grating on fans. It's not that the players have the power. It's the way that they're choosing to use it. Again, just,
well, they want to play together and have better jobs. I mean, what's wrong with that? Kevin Durant signed with the Warriors because it was the best job available.
But they're also forming this oligarchy where a few teams in a few cities, with some exceptions. Now, there are teams that have broken through the mold. Look in the Eastern Conference.
Toronto,
Milwaukee
this year
becomes but you got to get lucky. You got to land a guy like Giannis. You have to make a deal for Kawhi. You have to really
piece things
together. Yeah, you get the ping pong balls in a year when you've got a transcendent talent coming out like a LeBron James or a Kevin Durant. Those types of things happen. Otherwise, you got a few teams that are in the mix for getting a couple of these stars, and it just sort of forms a small group of contending teams. What? Realistically, that's all you got. You got maybe half a dozen teams, maybe eight that can really compete for a title.
But you look at the Warriors, for example. I mean, of course, they signed Durant, but prior to that, I mean, the beginnings of the dynasty, it was all, you know, homegrown, rather. They drafted Steph Curry. They drafted Klay Thompson.
They got really lucky
Draymond
in the draft.
Green.
There's
lucky. I mean, Curry was, what, number 7 overall? Thompson was
they got lucky
later
the,
in the first
the
round?
Timberwolves picked before them and took Ricky Rubio.
Oh, but you can say that for anything. You can say that for any draft, though.
I know, but they drafted two other guards right before Steph Curry.
But they're the ones who did their homework, and their other teams didn't. You know, same with Draymond Green as well. I mean, that's the guy they picked later in the first
round.
But
you can't see how it can be a turnoff to fans that you've got a seeming lack of desire for some of these guys to say, you know, let's try to build something in this particular place. It's
no,
let's pair up with a buddy of mine, go to a place we like, and we know we'll win right away because we're both great.
So it's better when owners do that. It's better when owners don't honor contracts, when owners trade away players.
See, here's the thing. You're making it about players versus owners. For me, it's not about that.
That's what it's all about.
I'm okay.
And they're governors, excuse me.
The players, having the power is one thing. Part of me wishes that it wasn't so blatant that they would exercise this power in a way that just becomes, let's go play with my buddy and form these super teams and try to go from zero to championship as quickly as possible because it's so exclusive of many other cities in many other places that don't have the ability to lure these free agents because they don't already have somebody.
Well, it's more complex than that, though. You have to do your work as an organization. Look at the Knicks. I mean, New York City, and they can't even get meetings with Durant and Irving. They wind up signing Taj Gibson, spending their salary, you know, their salary space on Julius Randle. I mean, so.
But it still comes down to Los Angeles. It comes down to Brooklyn. Like, now the Clippers are in play more than they have been in the past.
Well, not until this year. It came down to Brooklyn because Kyrie and Durant wanted to go there. But prior to them, when did the Nets land a big free agent?
When they were in New Jersey? Never. But now that they're in Brooklyn.
Well, they've been in Brooklyn for years, though.
Relatively new ownership.
I mean, they've been like owners for a decade almost at this point. I mean, it hasn't been a new move to Brooklyn. And this is the first offseason in which they were a big destination because Kyrie Irving wanted to go home and bring Durant with him. I mean, and that's what happened.
But again, it's path of least resistance. It's okay. Let's get together and
because they want the best jobs.
How can you not see that that could be unappealing to people, that could turn people off? That could be something that fans could look at and say, don't love it. I know you make it all about owners and players.
So I'd rather when players get forced to play where they don't, the only profession in the world where you don't get to pick where you work. I mean, that's better for people when guys just get traded left and right. The draft. I mean, you're drafted to a team. If you're looking for a job, you have to work for this station. You know, I mean,
I know you fancy yourself the AOC of sports radio.
I am very much woke.
But
yes.
It's you got to understand. It's also difficult to really take that argument seriously.
Why?
When you consider the number of zeros on the checks.
Well, so what?
Okay, so that's the one trade off, pal.
But there are lots of rich people for a few years.
Don't get to pick where you go. And the trade-off is the opportunity to have a career making wealth that you could never dream of, that most people could never dream of.
Stockbrokers make as much money as NBA players and athletes, and they don't get drafted into a firm. And so you go on there, actors get to choose which movies and shows they act in. Musicians get to choose what music they play,
so
where they play.
So your solution would just be everybody's a free agent?
Yes. Abolish the draft in the NBA,
abolish
NFL.
The draft.
Abolish
everybody's
it.
A free agent.
Give capitalism, baby. I thought we were all about the free market. What's wrong? All these billionaire owners, they love the free market. Let's have a true free market and let's see. Let's see who's on top.
Are not a free market, and you know that, because in a true free market, you want to dominate and eliminate competition. The Bucks can't have a game without the Pacers. You need the other teams there, so it's not a true free market, and you know that.
Well, I would like them to come out and say it. How about that, Flynn? I'd like them to come
out and
say it.
That's all you need, a little transparency?
I mean, Deadspin wrote this, and they're absolutely right, by Ray Ratto. Kawhi Leonard is the NBA's executive of the year. And to me, that is way better for the league than some Ivy League grad being the executive of the year. No, these guys are in it. I love it that Kawhi was asserting this power, usurped the Nets' plans with a simple phone call to Durant. That's just better than me than these players being pawns. Power to the player.
Yeah, they have a lot of power. There's no doubt that they do. But again, I can understand why people would look at that and say, maybe it's a little bit too much.
Because people, for whatever reason, don't want to side with players. People will always side with management or coaches over players.
But you know why that is.
Why? I don't know.
Because you don't know, at the end of the day, you don't know what John Henry makes. You're able to easily, and is it fair? No. Does he make more than players? Yes. That's all true. But you can easily slap a label on David Price and say, this guy's making $31 million and he's doing this XYZ that bothers me.
We know that John Henry's...
You don't have that in the same way.
We know the Red Sox are worth billions. We know John Henry is worth billions. So we do. I mean, most people, you know, John Henry's a very rich guy, right?
Of course, yes. But again, it's not the same easy label that you can slap on a guy and say, you're making $30 million and you're complaining about this,
I think it's the attitude, too, of, you get paid all this money to play a kid's game. And, you know, like people, it's like the Joe the Plumber syndrome.
There's some truth to that. I mean, you do, they work hard. They deserve what they get. I'm not saying that. But there is also, you can understand, yes, how the Joe the Plumber would not have a lot of sympathy for somebody who's playing a game and making $10, $15, $20 million
a
year.
And he may also think, listen, I don't own my own plumbing company now, but one day I might. And that's why I want to, you know, tax cuts to the wealthy, which is why, you know, I'm going to side with these owners. Because sure,
draft the best
plumbers. Because I'm a businessman just like Bob Kraft. I'm a businessman just like John Henry. That's what people out there think. I'm telling you.
A lot of them, they're businessmen, but maybe not like Bob Kraft.
No, they own pool supply company, which is great. Pool supply companies are awesome. Very good people. I could never do anything like that. I mean, we had an issue. We had maggots in my trash. The Jerry Callahan maggots.
That
in
sounds
my trash
right.
Outside my house, yes. And I'm like,
everything
freaking
about
out,
that sentence
crying.
Sounds right. Yeah.
I don't know what to do. So all respect to the people out there. You know,
I've always been far more impressed. You know, I was at a party recently, and some guys I don't know, going on and on about some job that he has and how much money he makes and everything else.
Oh, how arrogant.
It was insufferable. But I am so much less impressed by that guy than the guy who does plumbing, woodworking, auto repair, like can actually fix things, because that whole world is a mystery to me. That person impresses me far more.
If I blew out my tire and you said, Alex, you have to change this tire, all right, that's it. Off to Dominican for you for a minibar special. I'd be done for. I mean, I would be done. There's no way I would do that.
I can't even do bike maintenance, and I ride.
No, it's a disaster.
I get a flat, I'm calling Uber. I got nothing to do.
Like maybe
nothing
you,
I can do.
Can you call Uber in the Pan Mass Challenge? Can you do that?
We have the we got the maintenance trucks out there.
Okay, good stuff.
I've had that happen before though. I got a flat like half a mile away from a water stop, and I had to just like sadly walk my bike to the water stop because I didn't have anything with me to change the tire.
It's rather sad, but I'm enjoying that visual.
It's pathetic.
617-779-7937. As I mentioned earlier, though, Chris, as well, I think the Celtics, for the rare time over the last year plus, get some chips to fall where they want them to fall. They are lucky that Kawhi Leonard is not going to Toronto. And again, if you're to believe Woj, the Thunder and Raptors working on a deal involving Paul George or Russell Westbrook. So it was a very real possibility. We would have had Kawhi in Toronto with one of George or Westbrook. We'll do all that next with your calls. It's Reamer and Vellani, Sports Radio, WEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now back to Vellani and Reamer on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I don't like to restrict movement. If someone's contract is up and they decide they want to move on, that's what they should be allowed to do. I think the franchise tag is un-American. I think the draft is un-American. People should always be in a position where, if they want to move on, they're allowed to. Now, I may not be happy if they choose to. I'm not going to beg anyone to stay. I want you to want to be here. If you don't want to be here, that's your call. I think that part of the freedoms that we have as Americans is not feeling like you're handcuffed to your job. If there's another opportunity that you want to go try, by all means, we'll make it work.
It's not just me playing the WEI woke AOC card, Vellani. It is the great Mike Florio, a real red-blooded American from West Virginia, Pro Football Talk, the draft, un-American, not what this country is built upon. Freedom, baby. Freedom.
That's so ridiculous in so many different levels.
I'm just doing my job.
It's about competition. It's about trying as best as possible to lift everybody, which I thought is what you were actually all about. I thought that was your
but I'm not going to lift billionaires. Billionaires own these teams. Even you're not in small markets, Chris.
They're all billionaires. But
right.
What happened, for example, in Cleveland, a place that was for decades an afterthought on the sports landscape, it changed because they had the number one pick the year LeBron James came out. It's an opportunity to level the playing field, give other teams a chance.
But Dan Gilbert is not the example I would use to advocate for corporate
welfare. Again, you're making it about the individual owners. It's not about them.
Well, they
it's
own
about
the teams, though.
It's about the fans, Alex. It's about the people who consume this product, who watch sports.
Give ownership to the fans, like the Packers, the people.
Who want some. You can't get past the owners themselves. You can't get past the people. You can't.
They're the ones who profit.
But you can't look to. They're going to profit no matter what. So if that's your issue, you're always going to have an issue. You have to look past it to the people who are actually wanting to see an entertaining, competitive product as much as possible. And I can see, even though in general, I agree, sure. If I'm picking just between owners and players, yes, I'd be much more on the side of the players because they're the ones that are actually putting on the product we like to see. However, I can see how people could be soured and potentially turned off when they see players just group together, take the easiest route to a championship, pick a city, and go there. It feels
so that, pick cities that are attractive
ways,
to play
in. Some ways that feels un-American. In some ways
Why?
That feels because it's just gonna
they go to the best franchises that are located in the best cities. And by the way, you know, the Clippers were a joke in the NBA for decades. The Clippers have not always been this powerhouse. They've been, you know, the redheaded stepchild.
They were a joke because of their owner.
As we know.
They were a joke because of their owner.
Right now, Steve Ballmer comes in, turns it around. You have Kawhi, Paul George. They're from there. They want to play for the Clippers, not the Lakers. I mean, the Knicks, again, the Knicks are in New York City, Madison Square Garden. By your theory, as the simplistic way you put it, should be, free agents should be flocking there. But they don't. They swing and miss. Why? Because the players notice the instability, as the New York Times reported this week. They notice that James Dolan bans Charles Oakley, kicks him out of Madison Square Garden. So it's not just as easy as, oh, players just go to the biggest city and the biggest markets. No, you have to also be a good organization.
You have to be a good organization that either has a superstar or you can lure another superstar in. That's it. That's the criteria. That's what you have. And I can see how some people would be turned off by that. You're so blinded by the fact that there are rich owners and they're making money that you're seeing nothing else that could potentially be off-putting to fans.
Brandon in Charlotte, North Carolina has some thoughts on this. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, bud, how are you?
What's up?
Yeah, so I don't think anybody's necessarily mad at what the players are doing or where they're picking to choose. I mean, any player in their realistic mind is going to go to the easiest place to win a championship. I mean, as a kid, you go to enter the league to win a trophy. I think what the NBA is having trouble with is you have four teams in the West, three in the East. If you're not a fan of any of those teams, what do you have to look forward to?
Who are the four teams in the West?
In the West, you got the Warriors, the Rockets, the Clippers, and the Lakers.
The Blazers made it to the Western Conference Finals this year.
They did, but they're going to be just like Toronto. Like those other teams are going to be
the team that won the championship, you mean? It's been a perennial playoff contender for at least the last half decade, the Raptors.
But when have you seen an 8-1, like in hockey?
Oh, you don't see it.
Football,
in the NBA, of course you don't see it. No, it's superstar driven, but it has more parity. I mean, the Raptors, again, won the title this year. The Blazers are one of the top teams in the West and made the Western Conference Finals last year. So, you know, Milwaukee, Brandon, Eastern Conference Finals. So there are tons of small market teams in the NBA.
Yeah, okay, what about the East then? You got the Sixers, the Celtics, and the Bucks. What else do you have over there?
Well, you just mentioned, you know, the Pacers. You know, I mean, I don't know. The Bucks are not a perennial powerhouse. So they're not the right team to use to make that argument. You know what I'm saying?
What you're saying.
They're a powerhouse because of one guy.
My only disagreement, like, you look at all other sports, football, baseball, hockey. As a fan of any team, you can go in saying, we got a chance. Basketball is the only one that you can go in as a fan, depending on your team, saying, oh, there's no way we're going.
Oh, yes.
There's no way.
That's absolutely true, Brandon. But that's true that's true now with the draft. I mean, that's true in the current, you know, that's a case in baseball too, Major League Baseball, a non-salary cap sport. I mean, so many, because again, that is a great example of where there is so much power now in the terms of these Ivy League pencil pushing executives, these owners, that they are just stripping any enjoyment from the fan experience. I mean, you think Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and these guys orchestrating their destination is ruining the fan experience in the NBA? It's much better than the fan experience in Major League Baseball, where most markets, the owners and GMs aren't even pretending to compete.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's a less desirable situation. And also the way that they play the game now in baseball, and this is a whole other conversation, but the ball is so infrequently put in play compared to what it was 10 years ago.
Well, that was
there are times where the sport becomes unwatchable.
Well, that was the big thing too. And maybe we'll do this later. You know, the London game, everyone pointed to, oh, these games were 4+ hours. Well, I said these games were a great example of how the pitch clock would not be a panacea for baseball's pace of play issues. The real pace of play issues are, as you mentioned, strikeouts are up, home runs up, walks up. I mean, when over a third of at-bats end, or a third of plate appearances, rather, end in one of those outcomes.
Without the ball being put in play.
Right, of course you're going to have it.
Over the fence, but not actually in play where somebody has to make a play on it. By the way, how long have you been waiting to squeeze panacea into a radio show?
Ever since I could learn to pronounce it.
Okay, so I'm just wondering.
Just the other week, actually.
Nice work.
We will get to the Celtics portion of this as well. I have teased it several times. We call that the linear tease, I think. In radio.
It's not a horizontal?
Vertical.
Is that same thing? Vertical? Oh, vertical.
Vertical,
tees,
horizontal, linear tees. We'll get to that in your calls on this. I am a capitalist, and I think, I love what's happening in the NBA.
It's like vertical integration. Though.
Yes. The players and Kawhi Leonard choosing their own path. I'll take your calls on this as well. Other side, Reman Vellani, Sports Radio, WEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.